531. This week, teams across Aotearoa are due to descend upon the capital for the inaugural Bulla Fiji Sevens tournament that will be held at the Jerry Collins Stadium this weekend. We are privileged and grateful to have members from the organizing committee join us this morning. We have Ratu Jope and Matthew Vudango, who is the chairperson for VT Wellington. Bula Vinaka, gentlemen, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning.
Bula Vinaka, Eti.
Nisambula, Eti, and Kia ora.
Now, just a question, when did the organizing, this is going to be the first one, is it?
Yes, this is the first one, Iti. This is the first ever tournament.
Wow. How long have you been planning this one for?
So this is, I could say, just under 12 months. So we could mainly, I think it was the beginning of March 2021 that we've come back from a couple of tournaments around the Motu here in Aotearoa, starting up in Auckland, the Hawke's Bay, and we thought, you know, why not, could we do one in Wellington, but then also, you know, invite all of our Bula brothers from around Aotearoa.
So is this one just for Fijians, or is it open to everyone?
I think it's turned out by default, that we've had 18 out of the 20 teams be Fijian teams, but it was primarily open to all of the clubs here in the capital city first with Wellington Rugby. And then we didn't get any leeway with the clubs here in the capital. And then we started to see a big streaming through of teams from around the country, Fijian teams.
How many teams are going to be from Wellington, and how many of that 20 are going to be from outside?
So we've got three teams that are locally based Fijian teams, which is the two Wellington Flyers teams, and also the Lomai Viti New Zealand team, which are the local Fijians. So three from the capital, and then we've got you know, the national side is also playing in this tournament after not making it to the Malanga Sevens in Spain. So they're registered as the New Zealand Ignite. So the New Zealand All Blacks also joining us, and then all the other 16 are from around New Zealand.
Did you say the Fijian national team is going to be playing in this one?
yeah, the New Zealand All Blacks. So yeah, the New Zealand national team are playing in this tournament.
Right. Oh, wow. How many are from Auckland? Have you got any coming from the South Island?
We've got four from the South Island. We've got Canterbury Fijians. We've got South Canterbury. We've got a team from Otago, Dunedin Seafarers. And then we've got a team from the Tasman area, Marlborough Fijians, which is all the Fijians in the vineyards and working in forestry.
Wow. Anyone that is looking like they could be taking this one out? That All Blacks one sounds like it's the one to beat.
I think I'll let Matthew answer that one after some discussion last night, eh?
Oh, Vinaka, Eti, yes. So I think there's a lot of, you know, generally there's the excitement. Anything to do with rugby sevens, you know, the Fijians are all in it fully. And of course, the news of the All Black Sevens team attending is almost similar to the Tongan earthquake, the volcano recently, in terms of that blast radius capturing the attention of all Fijian teams nationally. And so I think it has done us some good promotion and motivated Fijian rugby teams around the country to want to have a go in terms of playing the All Blacks. And so I think it's been received warmly within the Fijian network nationally, and that has created a lot of interest for this supposedly a local sevens tournament, which is now become a national affair. So I think we have to be grateful about that. But when the reality sinks in now, then other teams are all kind of saying, oh, you know, there's a little bit of unfairness here because, you know, there's a professional team playing against all amateurs. And so we have to then press the encouragement buttons and said, hey, here's an opportunity for local teams to have a game with our professional New Zealand team and to play with them and spend the day with them, really, and see and test ourselves. And in the same way, see whatever Fijian flair is still there and what has the Aotearoa experience given to those teams. So it's quite an excitement. We're all looking forward for Saturday. But yes, indeed, it has created a lot of conversation and talanoa, extended talanoa period around the tanoa.
Oh, well,
quite some time now.
Well, you know us Islanders, we love nothing more than a good challenge. And I think certainly it's going to be a good challenge there. I also understand there are going to be some other Fijian stars, not necessarily in the sevens arena, but in the 15s.
Yes, indeed. So we're having a bit of a launch tomorrow on Friday night, where they'll do the proper formalities for briefings and all that sorts of things. But we have invited one of our local grown, born and raised Lower Hutt boy, Mr. George Bauer, who is currently with the All Blacks team, who will officially open the tournament at the launch tomorrow night. So that's exciting for Wellington itself, so that we are bringing our own New Zealand born and raised Fijians to the tournament and highlighting them and giving them that platform to show our appreciation of what goodness is there in terms of the Wellington Fijian community. And he's been one of our proud boy for growing up in the community in Wellington. So he's going to be the honor tomorrow night at 7:30 at the launch, and will be the guest speaker then. Yeah, so exciting week for the Wellington Fijian community generally and Wellington itself and the rugby community here at the capital. Yeah,
absolutely. And speaking of the program, with it opening tomorrow night, when will the first match kick off on Saturday?
So kickoff is at 8 a.m. The gates open at 7 a.m. So yeah, we're looking to kick things off as early as possible with 20 teams and having to fit in a pretty tight schedule. We're projecting to have a final at about 7:30 p.m. So that's a lot of games to fit in. I think we're fitting in 47 games in the one day with two fields.
Wow, and no doubt, as you alluded to earlier, the Wellington Fijian community will be excited and pumped to be there.
Yeah, where, you know, rugby and is just second to God for the love of rugby, and so I think that the community are kind of coming out. It's a bit, yeah, we're not doing so well in promoting about the tournament, but you know, we've kind of been going hard at it for about less than 2 weeks now, but the reception has been quite okay. And so we are trying, and our job now is really to try and encourage the Wellington community, or Porirua community for that matter, to come down to Jerry Collins and support this initiative. Yeah, although it's it's been driven by the Fijian community, but really this is for Wellington, yeah, and for New Zealand, for that matter, in terms of getting together post-COVID. We haven't been able to see each other, and so we are using this opportunity to engage with one another, get to know one another, specific communities here in Aotearoa, and particularly for Porirua as well, and for this, which is a good start for 2022, and trying to normalize as much as we can about ourselves and about peoples, and give us an opportunity to connect and warm up and reaffirm each other. And so there's no better way of doing it other than in the rugby field, and particularly to do with sevens. You're guaranteed the Fijian community there. We're always a no-show for you would know it, in terms of Pacific gatherings of any sort. The Fijians will be the last to know and the last to arrive. But I can guarantee that will be the opposite on Saturday.
Yeah, for those of us who are always expecting to get some a nice curry to go along with the, is there going to be food stalls? Is there going to be that people can come and buy food while they're enjoying the rugby on Saturday?
Yes, so there will be food stalls, and already all the Fijian chefs and all the aunties and all the nenas and chefs you've never heard of are starting to appear online, promoting their own versions of curries. So if you like curry or have never tasted curry, Fijian curry for that matter, come down to the stadium. Even if you're just coming to buy some roti and curry, I tell you, the price will be in Fijian, which is not where we're always undercharging ourselves. So come down. It's all about the community for the day. In fact, the theme for the tournament is focusing on well-being, and focusing on well-being and young people. And so we're going to enjoy the rugby as part of the entertainment, but it's about being there and engaging with one another and the young people. And that's part of the reason why the community committee is fully backing the tournament, which is run by Chope and the Wellington Rugby Flyers, who have been behind this, and the Fijian High Commission based in Wellington, who have really been the backbone of the initial exploration for this initiative. But we're coming in because it's about young people. Rugby is one of the vehicles in which young people are socially engaged and freely, and are always there. For a very long time, rugby had sustained itself within the Wellington Fijian community, particularly for young people. And so we're starting with what we're already good at, as opposed to focusing on the weaknesses and looking for the problems. So we're starting with what we are good at and supporting them and to show them that we care. And in terms of in dealing with well-being, we want to start where kids are enjoying themselves, where they feel they can be themselves with young peoples. And it's good to see young girls are beginning to join the Wellington Rugby Flyers. I think we have a women's team as well, but Chope can speak to that as well. So that's encouraging for the community committee, which I'm part of, to see that they are really embracing young people to a new level that we are at now. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Both you, Matthew, and Chope, you look like you've still got a couple of kilometres on the clock there. Will we be seeing you guys streaking across the field on Saturday?
See, maybe if they have a Masters part of the event, but I think we've got our hands full already with the amount of playing bus driver here and there with our little ones, especially on the weekends. But at this stage, yeah, we've been asked, but I think there's a few more wheels in my view, if we had to say, being a sprinter in his days at school. So. That question could be directed straight to Madhu.
I'm just like any other Fijian. You watch the rugby and then you're sitting there, you're just all your imaginations are running wild about how you could have been that good person, or you know, like I never played rugby, but you know, we joined in a sitting there. Oh, I could have done this. Oh, I could have done that. I could, yeah, you know, that, no shortage of that on the day, I tell you.
Absolutely, yeah, we are the best rugby players in our own imagination. Any information, is there anything online if people are wanting to get a hold of the program?
Yes, we've only just released the run sheet or the game timings yesterday, but on our Facebook page, which is Bula Fiji Sevens Aotearoa, we've put up a couple of important notices, especially yesterday around the conditions of entry. And one of those is that it's a vaccine passport event, and everyone that enters needs to show a valid vaccine passport or the 72-hour negative COVID test. So at this stage, that I think that's the only one that we're really trying to zero in on with our partners there at Porirua City Council, and also the local iwi with the Maori wardens and so forth that are coming out to help out on the day. The other one is mainly around the food stalls. So yeah, we've had a few more people want to have a food stall on the day, but I think we're happy to have other people invite even in the next couple of days or so. For $100, they get to set up a stall, and they could add to the festivities and bring in all their versions of the island delicacies, eh? Mm.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Jope, Matthew, Vinak Vakalevu, looking forward to some great rugby as well as some good curry on Saturday. Gates opening at 7 o'clock in the morning. Vinak Vakalevu, gentlemen.
Namaskar.
Namaskar. Namaskar.